Hello and welcome to this week's edition of a weekly roundup, a selection of our top stories featured throughout the week. Here's a recap of our stories from March 6th through the 12th. Fat tire bike and snowshoe enthusiasts gathered together to celebrate winter at the 2021 Festival of Flakes, held last weekend on March 6th through the 7th. The two-day event organized by the Winona Forest Trail Association consisted of the I Did a Fat Fat Bike Race on Saturday, followed by the Snow Fat Shoe Fat Bike Snowshoe Duathlon on Sunday. This annual event brought together outdoor enthusiasts and endurance sport fans from all over, many of whom have been unable to enjoy the thrill of competition in recent months due to the pandemic. Competitor Ray Willard said he hadn't raced at all since last year's event, glad to participate in this year's event. As the last finishers crossed the line, WFRA President Matt Westerlund reflected on a very successful season of racing and camaraderie, as he looks forward to doing the same next year. 39 students and 3 basketball coaches are quarantined in the Fulton City School District after 3 residents at the G. Ray Bodley High School tested positive for COVID-19. Of the 39 students in quarantine, 17 are on the boys' basketball team and 10 are on the girls' varsity basketball team. The Fulton City School District sent home 2 letters on March 6th informing the district of the positive cases. Superintendent Brian Palvino said if a family does not receive a call but are still concerned about potential exposure, to please contact the high school's main office at 315-539-5400. Questions or concerns about COVID-19 can also be directed to the County Health Department's COVID-19 hotline at 315-349-3330. The Fulton City School District's Board of Education met Thursday, March 9th, discussing the evolution of the district within the past year throughout the pandemic, also discussing a proposal to add Monday to an in-person day for students in the hybrid model. Superintendent Brian Palvino took a moment to acknowledge the district staff's hard work throughout the past year. This past week marks the anniversary of the pandemic and the district's first move into a virtual platform. Palvino said it's amazing what the district has learned the past year and the accomplishments that have come from it, as he reflected on where they stood just 365 days ago. Palvino then gave an overview of how the district is proposing to add in-person Mondays to the hybrid model, bringing students back to school 5 days a week once more. Starting April 5th, the district is proposing to have UPK and K-5 students attend in person Monday through Friday. And grades 6 through 8, groups A and B, will have in-person instruction on alternating Mondays for the rest of the year. In grades 9 through 12, Tuesday to Friday classes scheduled will be followed for all in-person and remote students. The 100% learning model will also continue. Details of the proposed change in the schedule are still being finalized. Police arrested 2 men in relation to a robbery that occurred in the city of Oswego last month. According to police, on February 18th, the Oswego Police Department responded to the area of East Utica Street and East First Street for a report of a robbery that had just occurred. Upon arrival, officers spoke to a victim who reported that he was threatened with a handgun, had money forcibly taken from him, and was assaulted, sustaining several facial injuries. On March 9th, the Oswego Police Department, with assistance from the New York State Police Bureau of Criminal Investigation, arrested Michael P. Delaney, age 29, of Syracuse, and Terrell E. Rolfe, age 48, of Liverpool. Both men were charged with robbery in the first degree, assault in the second degree, and conspiracy in the fourth degree. They were arraigned at Oswego County Central Arraignment Court and remanded to the Oswego County Jail with no bail, with a return court date of March 11, 2021. The investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information regarding this incident or has information about these individuals are asked to contact the Oswego Police Department at 315-342-8120. Those wishing to remain anonymous may do so. Reduced water and sewer bills dominated discussions during the Oswego Common Council meeting Monday, March 8. A resolution was passed that would lower sewer and water rates for Oswego residents by $100 annually, a goal Mayor Billy Barlow and the council worked towards since the beginning of the mayor's first term in office. Councilor Robert Corradino spoke about the new legislation and the positive impact it would have on the community. The new legislation will create a $100 decrease in water and sewer fees every year, a cut of $25 per quarter. Another water and sewer reduction is an amendment to the city code that would readjust tax and water exemptions, producing lowered water bills for low-income families. Corradino thanked Barlow and his administrators for their hard work in making the resolution possible. Oswego County Legislature Chairman James Weatherup spoke about the impact 2020 had on residents during his State of the County address at the County Legislature meeting Thursday, March 11. The chairman gave an overview of what the county has accomplished throughout the past year during the COVID lockdown, speaking of the courage, kindness, and resiliency residents showed toward each other in the face of incredible challenges. He ended his address by encouraging people to remember not the negative, but the positive elements that came from enduring a global pandemic. Weatherup said, as awful as 2020 has been, in many ways we are better now than we were before, saying we should recognize that as we continue to work together to rebuild and reignite our local economy. Oswego County Legislature Chairman James Weatherup stated on Wednesday, March 10th, that the U.S. Office of Special Counsel completed its investigation of a complaint regarding a violation of the Hatch Act that occurred in August of 2020. The complaint was in response to Oswego County Sheriff Don Hilton's participation in flying a Trump flag on the sheriff's boat during a Trump flotilla campaign rally. Weatherup said the Office of Special Counsel has issued a warning letter to the sheriff and decided to close the matter without further action. Sheriff Hilton said he has discussed the matter at length with Chairman Weatherup and other members of the legislature, reassuring them it will not occur again. There is no financial impact to the county regarding this matter. The Oswego 7 Cinema announced their grand reopening on Friday, March 12, after a year-long pandemic shutdown. The cinema made the announcement on their Facebook page about their reopening plans, excited to open their doors to the public once again. The theater, located at 138 West 2nd Street in Oswego, will resume business starting with weekends only, Friday through Sunday, until further notice. Viewing times will run throughout the day and evening. Seating is limited, so please purchase tickets ahead of time to guarantee admission. Tickets can be purchased online at www.zurichcinemas.com or www.fandango.com. Tickets can also be purchased through the Fandango mobile app. Visitors must wear masks, follow the 6-foot social distancing rules, and maintain all health and safety guidelines. For more information on Oswego Cinema 7's reopening, call 315-343-6361 or visit www.oswego.zurichcinemas.com. And those are your top stories for the week. All these stories and more can be found on Oswego County Today's news site. Oswego County Today, Oswego County's best free and independent news source.